thinking ahead that once, inshallah, when the family starts, everything will go well, and we will ensure that we have that family that is based on Allah consciousness. Then, my respected friends and brothers, we find that in the marriage also, there is that one dua. I'm just giving you the importance of a good family. At the time of when a husband and wife are intimate, there is a dua to be read. That dua impacts on your family. Allahumma jannibna shaytana wa jannibi shaytana ma razaqtana. That, oh Allah, from this union of ours, if we get any offspring, keep shaitan away from us and keep us away from shaitan. Keep this offspring away from shaitan. Because if shaitan comes into fear, here, if we did not read Bismillah, we did not remember you, then this child, we won't understand later in the life where this child went wrong. There was no Bismillah read at the start in this way. MashaAllah, some of the youth, they come, they're getting married. This one, I need to come make mashallah with you. I'm getting married, I have some advice. MashaAllah. They ask me only one advice. What's the dua that you must read at the time of intimacy? There's much more, my brother, but alhamdulillah, at least they are worried of the dua of intimacy. So that dua shows us the importance of the family that is going to be coming, how it is going to be saved from shaitan, and how we must take the step to save that particular child from shaitan. Then, my brothers, Islam has built into a family structure such beautiful values, like respect to parents. Respect to parents, where how a child and a grown-up should address his parents. How we talk to them, what is our body language, how we use slang in front of them, how we just regard them as nothing when they become old, because we are now a bit more stronger than them. Allah says, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. That is not for a little baby. Baby doesn't understand. That is for the fellow who's got understanding, who's now getting a bit stronger, and now he thinks he knows more than his parents. So Allah has built into a family structure those things that they call respect. Allah has built into the Sharia those kind of things where a person must show respect to his wife, who is the mother of his children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Also built into the family so that when the husband and wife got mutual respect and appreciation for each other, it will give an example to the children that are growing up. Some children, some grown-ups, they beat their wives up because my father beat his wife up. He beat my mother up. So it's like one of the family things. We just inherited it. And that is what happened, my brothers. Allah save us. So what we are saying is that how we treat them. Then coming down, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ahadith teach us so much on how we must address our children, how we must show love to them, how we must encourage them, how we must acknowledge them, and also approach them with some kind of respect. If we do not speak to them with respect today, they will pick up the example of showing disrespect to us tomorrow. And that is going to be something very, very harmful. Somebody can keep the children quiet in the back there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you. My respected friends and brothers, so we find the aspect of silatul rahim. Silatul rahim is mentioned in the Quran as well as in the hadith, which also are one of the factors we must take into mind in maintaining family ties. And this is extended families as well as the normal, the immediate family. Many times, you know, certain things come about where bitterness comes about, negativity, and then people refuse to want to talk. To who? To their blood. Brothers, sisters. Sometimes between parents and children it also happens. All these things, they contribute to the breakdown of this very, very valuable gift of a family unit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. So things will happen. There will be sometimes, you know, nastiness from somebody, there will be sometimes bad habits or bad interaction from somebody. We must ensure that for the sake of family unity, have it cleaned out. Understand that is the kind of a person you are dealing. More important than our egos and our hurt at that time is to ensure that the family stays together, my respected friends and brothers. So that is another thing. And silatul rahim, it refers to the maintaining of biological ties. At no point in time should that be allowed to break up. It breaks up sometimes because of financial issues. It breaks up sometimes because of other material matters. And sometimes it breaks up because that brother's wife can't see that brother's wife, and then they make each other fight with each other, and then you find they're no longer friends there. And all these type of things happen. So my brothers, very important to keep that in mind also, that we do not allow these factors to come in. Keep in mind that for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah, I have to maintain this family unit. And then also, we know the very famous hadith to maintain and keep a family connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the most important things we're supposed to do is make them reach salah at the age of 7. From the age of 7, make them reach salah, make them conscious about salah. And from the age of 10, do it with much more discipline if you have to. But that is what is going to help the child to remain connected to you and to remain connected to his family and to remain connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ingredient and the effect of keeping the family together has been put in this particular aspect and this ibadat of us giving them the proper tarbiyah when it comes to salah. All the other things also we make sure that we give them. And then my respected friends and brothers, it is so valuable, it is so valuable, this family unity. Allah Ta'ala taught us a dua in the Quran, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ. Oh Allah, grant us coolness of eyes, of our eyes, give us comfort, give us joy, give us pleasantness in our heart through our partners and through our children. That is family, my respected friends and brothers. Partners and children put together will make up the family. And when we make the dua regularly, then inshallah, make it with sincerity. Sometimes things are getting a bit tense. Calm things down, make dua, use this dua. This dua has been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this purpose. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ. That is a dua that we are supposed to read. And then my respected friends and brothers, we have this concern which I mentioned in the starting, that when we leave this world, at that point in time, where are we going? And our children are coming after us, where are they going? Would it not be the most beautiful thing that we all are united in Jannah, like how we were united in this world? So that also will only come about when certain steps have been taken in this world. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if a person leaves behind pious offspring, for example, then that child makes dua for you. So make our children conscious that at all times, they make dua for us after we pass away. Not just after the 3 days or how many number of days people have this customary, have a meal and everything is forgotten and give out a few Yasin Sharif kitabs and that is over. No, every day after every salah, teach them and engender in them the importance of making dua for us even while we are alive. And when we pass away, obviously they'll make that dua. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran the same aspect that وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those people who have got iman, وَاتَّبَعَتُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ, and if their children follow them also with iman, that means their children have also got good qualities and they got good amal and whatever else with iman. أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. Allah says, we will join their families up with them. So it will happen sometimes that one of us, that means the children or the parents, did not perform deeds that justifies them to be in Jannah or to be in a higher level of Jannah. It just so happens. So, because of the iman they have got and because of them trying to obey their parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will join them up. And that is why we say, family started with Adam alayhi salam and family will still continue into Jannah. Why is it Allah ta'ala is prepared to give us so huge and so massive Jannahs? Because we're going to continuously be having family reunions there. Everyone will be giving da'wah and calling each one and everybody will be giving da'wah and enjoying the blessings of Jannah. But half the family is somewhere else and it's not going to work out, my brothers. We're very sad reunion in Jannah also. So what we are saying is, in this world, look at all the factors that keep us together. Avoid all those factors that destroy and disunite the family and make it so that when a person leaves this world, he has got the dua of his children. And make it so that when he leaves this world, his children continue doing his things, whatever actions he had taught them in terms of good akhlaq and good ibadat and whatever it might be. So that when finally they all go there, they all meet up there in Jannah and they all have this beautiful reunion, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq wa ma'ana al-balagh.